Well, I'm very honored and humbled to have an opportunity to serve a ninth term in the U.S. Congress. Once again, I'll serve as chairman of the subcommittee on the oversight and investigations of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And in those investigations, I use that to help end the speculation we saw in the energy markets, food and drug safety reform, telecommunications in rural areas, and just many other areas. So I'm honored to help start my ninth term, also honored to serve as chairman once again of a very influential subcommittee. Now, the focus of the Congress certainly has been the economic package. And even last night, about 9 o'clock, I was in another meeting concerning the economic stimulus package. And we are going to put together an aggressive package. I doubt if we can get it through both the House and Senate by January 20th when President-elect Obama takes office. But we're going to give it a good effort. I'm afraid it might get bogged down a little bit in the Senate, as the Senate is still without a couple of senators. And, of course, you need 60 votes. You can end a filibuster in the Senate to even consider the economic package. So I think we can see some shenanigans being played with the economic stimulus package on the Senate side. Hopefully that won't happen. Other than that, besides trying to recover our economy, I hope we all, and I know people doing the 1st Congressional District, keep in mind the brave men and women who are fighting wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and throughout all parts of the world, and their families back home who long to see their return. I look forward to ending the war in Iraq and bringing our troops home. So very busy Congress. We're off to a fast start. Even though we were sworn in today, we'll be here the rest of the week working on legislation. Traditionally, we're off in the next week, but not this year. We'll be here working right up through the inauguration, and even after the inauguration, days after the inauguration, instead of breaking, we'll still be in session working on this economic stimulus package. I look forward to attending to the people's business, and I look forward to working with my Republican colleagues, and I promise again to always work in a bipartisan spirit, and let's move this country forward and bring the change that we so sorely need in this country.